Radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has threatened to lift a ceasefire that has been in place for 6 months, during which violence in Iraq dropped more than 60%. Chris Altieri reports.
A spokesman for al-Sadr's organization announced the Shiite cleric's followers would be free to resume their violent activities if no message is sent from the cleric by February 23rd. Al-Sadr's Mahdi army is among the most powerful militia groups in Iraq. The U.S. military has welcomed the ceasefire, declared last August, saying it is a major factor in the sharp decline in violence. The Chaldean Archbishop of the northern Iraqi city of Kirkuk, Louis Sacco, says the situation in the country is much improved.
The situation will improve much better than in the past.
The drop in violence has not been accompanied by political breakthroughs all agree are needed in order to secure the future of Iraq. Meanwhile, the country's minority Christian population continues to maintain hope, even as they struggle to maintain their identity and presence as Iraqi Christians.
And also our people who left the country, many of them to Syria and to Jordan and Lebanon, they come back and to stay in Iraq.
Scores of thousands of Iraq's Christians have left their native country since the outbreak of the war. Some figures say as many as half Iraq's Christians have fled their homeland, where the church has been present since the 2nd century. I'm Chris Altieri.